If you are like the seven Nigerians who left their homes today, a Monday morning heading to work, paid employment or self-employment, you probably said a prayer. And that prayer may be like Adekunle Gold's prayer, Oluwa, pick up the call. Pick up my call. This is the year for me. This is a new week for me. I'm setting out. I want everything to enter. I want everything to click. I want everything to be okay. When I get to my office, I don't want to meet any terrible boss. When I get to my, I don't want any colleague to trouble my life. When I get to my business place, don't bring yama customer my way. We've all said that prayer. Maybe not today, but Mondays before now, we may have said that prayer. It's a new week. My name is Denise Dennis Wallu. Welcome to the Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3. Nigeria Info FM. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? And how's your day been so far? What am I talking about this hour? Something centered around hiring and firing based on social media. I'm asking, is it morally justifiable to make decisions on hiring and firing based on employees' posts on social media? You know, they say freedom of speech and expression does not necessarily mean freedom from consequences. The post is up on our social media handles at Nigeria Info PH and Twitter, Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and Instagram at Nigeria Info FM _PH. We're going to commercial break shortly, and when we come back, the conversation starts in full. Do remember to keep the phone number handy. It is 070-0923-0923. Send your messages to 0809-030-6416. Welcome back to the Sunny Side of your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. So, let's talk about hiring and firing. But this time, they're saying that we're going to hire you based on some of the things we've seen on your social media handles. You know, your profile, the life you live online. And we're going to fire you because you have done something on social media, and we feel that for some reason it's going to impact negatively on the company. You know how they say the internet never forgets? And they also say that freedom of speech and expression does not necessarily mean freedom from consequences. So actions always have consequences. So some people would advise that when you sit and you type something and you want to put out on social media, or you want to put out a picture, or you want to put out a meme, or anything it is you want to share on your social media handles, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, what's this other one now? Snapchat. You should think about it. Check again. If in the next 1 year you're going to be proud of that post, 2 years you're going to be proud of that post, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, would your children come and see that post and say, oh yay, this post actually does make sense? Or it's something you're going to regret or want to take down much later. But you know, before you take it down, someone already grabbed it and say, I'm keeping this for you. Yes, from now, I'm going to post it. You know, it's the election season. And for those of you that have followed through so many trends on social media, you will come to discover that some of the active players in the election space have been forced to reminisce. Not by their making. Oh, yeah, by their making. There were some things they put out years ago that came back to haunt them. So somebody said, oh, you see, you're saying this thing now, Abi. It's okay. Param, they go and bring from Twitter something the person had put out some how many years ago. And they say, well, you're not the same person that said this and that and that and this. Now, Career Builder found that 18% of employers have fired people because of something they posted on social media. And at least 70% of employers screen candidates, you know, they screen their profiles before hiring them. So imagine you walk into an interview and they're asking you, are you active on social media? And you say yes. Which of the social media platforms are you most active on? And you say, oh, is this one? It's okay, no problem. And then HR goes to do some background check. Dennis Walu, pam. How have you been living your life on social media? On the 16th of January, Denise said all Nigerian employers should get out. Why she said it, we don't know. All Nigerian employers will include this company Denise is currently applying to our company. Do we want this kind of staff member working with us or this kind of employee with us? I don't think so. Several social media sites now enable companies and employers to conduct background checks on the applicant's profile. An applicant's credentials and job interview result just does not cut it anymore. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, posts from these platforms have become a revolutionary tool, changing the way companies view and ultimately choose their employees. Now, while it's usually a debate on whether to take posts put out by individuals seriously, as some may or may not be a true reflection of who that individual truly is, there is also the question of whether it is morally justifiable to make decisions of hiring and firing based on employees' posts on social media. A lot of people put out something and they come back to say, don't regard anything I have said, though. I was only catching crews. So people have been catching a lot of crews on social media. And what if that cruise is what will land you into trouble at your company? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again, 0809-030-6416. You can join the conversation live on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH is our Twitter handle, at Nigeria Info PH. And our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH is our Facebook handle. And yeah, you still can join the conversation on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM underscore PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn off your radio set, please. Can you hear me?
My name is Udodo.
Udodo, welcome. Go ahead.
I want to say.
Oh, dear. Udodo, please, you may have to call back because I don't know if it's the network, I don't know if it's your phone, but something didn't go well with that call. I'm waiting. Once again, 070-0923-0923. My life in social media may not be my life away from social media. Most times I go on social media to catch crews, as it were. Most times, yeah, I'm really vexed and I just want to put out something. Most times, I just want to join the bandwagon and, you know, trend for a certain reason and I put out something. Most times, I'm chasing clout, okay? And don't take whatever I say on social media seriously. And they're saying, you know what, if you're going to work for a reputable firm like ours, we need to check the kind of life you live on social media. And, you know, why is it their business? And you put out something and they say, oh, you work with us and you can put out that kind of post. We're sorry. We don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. You are fired. And you're like, but what did I do? Oh, go check your social media handle. You did this. Now, a former Dollar General employee found out the hard way when they were fired after going viral, describing what it was like working for that firm. Someone else said, a lot of customers don't understand what it's like to work for this company. And she said it in a TikTok video. And the company said, eh. And they fired her. The woman had just gotten a tech job. And she was sharing how much she was making. Then she found herself unemployed. Basically, In her words, my employer found my TikToks and didn't like that I was sharing my salaries and stuff like that. And boom, the person was fired. Let's hear from Ernest in Onelga. Hi, Ernest. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome.
So sorry about that. Yes, there was also a story about a former employee of an ad agency who got his appointment terminated for posting a very high-profile client hired them. There's also a high school teacher who was sent out of the classroom after she shared her partying lifestyle. So she went for a party and she put it out in social media and the school fired her that she's a party somebody. I mean, I go to parties. Remember once upon a time when I think two police officers wearing their uniforms, I think they were dancing. They joined the Don't Rush challenge that was trending on Instagram at the time. You know the song now, Don't Rush. Right now. So they joined, and the force at that time, I think they fired them or they caused them or they suspended them, but it was hinged around that particular, that they were not supposed to join that particular trend on social media. Nigerian friend, good afternoon to you. I don't know what's happening to my phone lines, but if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, please do well to send a WhatsApp message. Hi, Brown. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yes. See this thing you are saying about social media firing and all that.
Mm.
Yes, in as much as some social media users, they went as far as posting everything that comes to their mind without knowing where it will lead them and how it will lead them. But what I want to say, what of the employers themselves? If they got you employed or got me employed and give me an appointment letter, and I read the appointment, that is a letter of engagement to the company. I read it through, but there is nowhere that such commitment is speculated in that appointment letter. And at the end of the day, perhaps they go through my social media after being appointed in that company, and they go through my social media and find out that I did something like that, and they fire me. Can't I sue the company because I did not commit an act that is contravent to the company policy? That's what I just want to find out.
Okay. You know, I owe you guys that conversation on Nigeria labor laws. I owe you. Trust me, this week it's going to happen. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
This social media profile, that is what it's being called.
Mm-hmm.
Profile.
Yeah, true.
That is you. So whatever you post there, it is you. And if your organization found out that your content does not represent the identity of that organization, they will fire you. They will arrest you if they need be. So most of the things we do on social media, just the social media, just the view you have, no. It goes a long way to interpret your personality in the absence of the organization, your absence in the organization, where you live, what you do, who you associate with, your kind of comment, and your thought pattern.
Okay.
So if you are that type that puts on nude photos, the organization will sack you because they believe that tomorrow you are going to sleep with a client. Oh, that is representing the client. Oh, of course. And the kind of post, you abuse people, you insult people. No, this person insults people. We cannot keep him here. This high profile organization. Sisters, especially, I noticed that what they love posting is their platform or their front side.
Mm.
All the things with this quality, if not today, tomorrow. And more, you don't forget, as you post something, the algorithm will swallow it up. And once a while, they will flash a puppet somewhere that such conversations are related to. It might be 3 years later. It might be 4 years later. We have seen or heard situation where the lady talked down on men some years back. And the day the guy wants to marry her, he found out this, that she said she will deal with the husband. Comment like that. And the man are no longer interested in this marriage again. So people should be careful. That is why you call it your profile. It's like a document.
Mrs. Zion. Well, I'm not in any way going to make any case for anybody that chooses to live any kind of life in social media. But then, for some people, they found social media as a safe haven, as a safe space for them. There are things that they cannot do ordinarily. You can't catch them doing those things in real life. But when they go on social media, they just want to assume that identity for the time being. Why they do it, why they decide to do it. But at some point, you ask yourself, what connection does my social media have with the kind of job I am doing? Like, how is my social media supposed to be your business?
You want to look for trouble this afternoon, this way.
No, trust me. I'm a woman of peace. I don't like trouble.
The truth is this. If your profile as Nigeria Info staff is found, which is not even possible, sir, or let me just say you, a staff of Nigeria Info, well-known, OAP, that presents, which like a flag member in that organization, his or her profile is found in one of these porn sites, how do you think your organization management will be like? And don't forget, some of these organizations have hired people who popunos, let me use the word now, popunos. They saw their staff's activities on social media.
Emo, excuse me. I don't know how you had to go to a porn site. I don't know how porn sites creeped into this conversation.
No, that is activities on social media.
But excuse me. Hold on. A porn site is not a social media, for the records. So whatever is doing in a porn site is up to them. Thank you very much, Mr. Zion. Let's hear from Mr. Braid from Mile One. Hi, Mr. Braid. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
All right, then. Go ahead.
Yes, for me, it is necessary for one to really check out his post. Whatever post you are trying to put out for posterity, you know, sometimes it might be unknown to you. You will feel that you are trying to be brave at the social media. But tomorrow it will land you where you don't expect. Look at the Nigerian police force today. You can go on the road, you see any of them maybe walking. You can't go and meet them and ask them anything as a journalist. They won't give you any report because they are trying to protect their job. So, wherever, if you want to get employment, sometimes the agency can fall back to such thing and look at you and say, no, this person cannot be part of us. Because this person will always earn if we have any issues.
Okay.
And sometimes, if you have been employed, you have been called. There is a call-up letter. If that call-up letter does not carry such, yes, the company can still take you out of the job. It's not everything they will put in your call-up letter.
Okay.
There are some models around it that the human resources department has. It's within their paraphernalia. So they can make use of it when necessary.
All right.
You should not think that it's only whatever that is in the call-up letter. If it is not stated in the call-up letter, you go to court. If you go to court, you will say what you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, too. Godwin from Rumudara, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Godwin. Go ahead.
You can be sacked, and you should be sacked. Number one, you are not the company communication officer to be telling the public what is going on in the company. Number one, that is number one. And number two, it is so wrong because it is not everything happens within your company that you want to put to the public. Then another thing is, you need to investigate people coming into your company or into your establishment as an employer. You don't know when you'll be employing an enemy to come in. He might have his own agenda and is having an ulterior motive to do something in your company. And when if you have seen a post like that, why would you go ahead to employ somebody like that? I have this up to now, fully qualified to do everything to migrate to America, but he forgot. About 15 years ago, he made a post about America, and it was a negative post.
He made a post
and
about
he
who?
Got to the interview, and they told him about that. And when they told him he wanted to lie, they just opened the Facebook post of something he said about 15 years ago about America, and he wanted to migrate to America. He was denied the visa.
Mr. Godwin, can you hear me, Mr. Yes. Godwin? You will agree with me that sometimes we did certain things. We're not proud of them. They were mistakes. You know, there's a way we say it in Nigeria. We say, no, mine, I'm not small picking, they worry am. Maybe in a small picking, be they worry the person that time. 15 years ago is a lot of time for someone to outgrow certain behaviors. Why would you now hinge your judgment based on a post made 15 years ago? Growth happened, evolution happened, you know, some character change, some resolutions and everything. This person has outgrown some of his nonsense. Maybe the person even deleted the post. Or maybe the person didn't remember that he even put out that kind of post. And you want to hinge judgments based on something that happened 15 years ago?
Yes. You see, it is a trend. It might be that, yes, the person has changed. And it, can also, it could also be that the person has also deteriorated.
So deteriorated? Okay.
At that age, yes, if the person at that age is thinking of something like that, that means at this stage, it might have gone worse. Just like a militant.
Okay.
Don't say, because I am a 15-year-old boy, I said something like this, then at 30 years, I am not a refined person. Mm-hmm. Yes, you cannot put it against him, but it could also be that the person is still like that.
I see. All right. Thank you, Mr. Godwin. Good afternoon, Denise. I believe such posts should be taken seriously for character considerations. One thing social media has done is to make it easy for people with similar opinions and ideologies to be connected. The consequence is that it's easier for unpleasant behavior to manifest. Psychologists will tell you about shadow behavior, repressed unhealthy inclinations. Online platforms encourage showing such behavior because people are more likely to find others who are less inhibited. Any person saying they're just catching crews is mostly being dishonest. Even the social media app itself is evidence of how blurred the lines establishing privacy have become. We're in the age of I said what I said and speak your truth. Outright rudeness is taken as being straightforward, and oversharing is now deemed to be openness or sociability. People should know that the price of freedom is rigorous vigilance and discipline. Interesting. There is a message on Facebook. Let me see if I can do the message on Facebook now. Chile Edwin says, of course, what you say or post on social media is your mind. And you must be able to take the responsibility because the social media space should not be made a dumping site. Recently, Empress Njama did trend, right? For some very bad reasons. Some way, somehow, she was able to reveal that an ex-fiancé or ex-lover, as it were, was in control of her social media accounts. So let's assume that this employee was in the same position as Empress, but didn't have any means of, they didn't have any means of coming out to refute some of the things said or posted or things done. What happens to that person? To be honest, some of us have had our accounts hacked unknown to us. As a matter of fact, I'm going to speak from my personal experience. A lot of people have tagged me to nonsense as a word, like nonsense in caps, typical nonsense. And I had to go to those people's, you know, social media handles, and I discovered that these people were actually not in control of their account anymore. So what did I do? I untagged myself. I hid the post, unfriended and blocked these persons. So these people, the original owners of those accounts, are not aware that their accounts have been hacked. They are not the people that will go on social media every single day to check what is happening there, who posted what, who did what, which picture is trending and that and this and that. So if an employer or the HR department decides to go to that person's social media handle, what would the person see? Nonsense. And if that person decides to, or whoever is in charge of recruitment decides to say, oh, because of this nonsense I have seen on your page, I will not hire you, or I would fire you, will it then be morally justifiable? We'll go on a commercial break. When we come back, this conversation continues. We are Nigeria Info. Remember, on Twitter, we're live at Nigeria Info PH. Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Call 070-0923-0923. Send us a message. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-0306416. We're talking hiring and firing based on social media. Is it morally justifiable to make decisions on hiring and firing based on employees' posts on social media? Tech Man on Twitter says, most times the finger posts are spontaneous, an innate outburst of the mind, just as Naya expresses approval for Bimo's post. Ah, interesting. I don't know how Dio got dragged into this conversation, but then again, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. So there's a message here that says, I can't read it. What's going on? My screen is frozen. As in frozen. Okay, I'll find a way around it. Okay, it's back now. There's nothing like catching crews. All right, this one says, good afternoon, Didi. For me, if you judge me according to what I post in social media, then you will get the wrong version of me, because I always post the opposite of my feelings on issues. The opposite of my views, that's the way I was made. I'm not saying I post nonsense on social media, though. My family would discern me if I do. It is what it is. Dave, I have it in mind to come back to this, your message, and say something. But I will do that after the news break. Trending stories comes up at 1 o'clock. Someone says, there's nothing like catching crews. Someone's conduct on social media is the same as their lives. What you see is what you get. Chief Ibu from Port Harcourt. Chief Ibu, Dave from Port Harcourt is saying otherwise. There is a research. I mean, Career Builder found that 18% of employers have fired people because of something they posted on social media. And at least 70% of employers screen candidates' profiles on social media before hiring them. Several social media sites now enable companies and employers to conduct background checks on their applicants. And applicants' credentials and job interviews result don't just cut it anymore. That you went for that interview and you applied, and it seemed like everybody in the interview room was happy with you, doesn't mean you get the job. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn posts, for example, have become a revolutionary tool, changing the way companies view and ultimately choose their employees. So even some of the names you go by on social media, somebody goes on social media and says, I am Miss Panky. Hey, Miss is spelled M-H-I-Z and then Panky. And you may want to ask, what's the meaning of Miss Panky to start with? Some of the usernames people use, Miss Clingy. Or you can possibly think of several. How people, Miss Bae, how people address themselves in social media is one of the things these people even look out for. And then they ask themselves, Is this person really serious with his or her life? While it's usually a debate on whether to take posts put out by individuals seriously, as some may or may not be a true reflection of what an individual truly is. That's what I said. I was going to come back to Dave's message. Now, Dave had written, and I'm going to read again. For me, if you judge me according to what I post on social media, then you will get the opposite. You get the wrong version of me, because I always post the opposite of my feelings and issues, the opposite of my views. That's the way I was made. I'm not saying I post nonsense on social media, though. My family will discern me if I do. It is what it is. Dave, why choose to live an opposite life? You know, it reminds me of words and opposite. Why choose to put out the opposite of what you truly reflect? So if I am your employer and I check your social media handle, I am not... What convinces me that this is not you? I see the comments. I see your responses to the comments. And I will take my decision based on what I have seen so far. So what convinces me otherwise? You know, they say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So even though I have seen you, I have made judgments based on you I see in physical, I just want to maybe corroborate the judgments I have made with what I would find on your social media handles. I'm just thinking as a normal person, not an employee, not an employer, not HR department. There are people I will never take seriously, to be honest. There are friend requests I would never accept. There are people I will never follow back, because I go through and what I see, I doesn't quite resonate with, you know, how I expect some human beings to live their lives. So why should I follow this person back or accept this person's request? Why do I want this person to be in my space to start with? Now, this is me making decisions based on what I see on your social media handle. How much more for something that counts, something as important as a job that determines whether or not you get urgent 2K every day of your life until you stop working for the firm? I'm just thinking out loud though, but you tell me, is it morally justifiable to make decisions on hiring and firing based on employees' posts on social media? So we just found one person that lives an opposite life from what he puts out on social media. Think about it. I'm going to take about 3 or 4 final calls, maybe read a few more messages, and this conversation will come to an end and we'll move on to other stuff. 0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number to send your WhatsApp messages to. 0809-030-6416. And then if you want to call 070-0923-0923. Once again, 070-0923-0923. Do me a favor, turn down the volume of your radio set when you call, and also be audible so that we all can hear you. A call screener is on standby to take your call, so when you call, you may not hear my voice first. You'll get to hear the voice of the call screener, and in no distant time, I think I should be able to take your calls directly. If a person has been hacked, the case becomes more difficult. The original account owner has to either find a way to discredit the negative actions of the breached account or report it in the hope of a suspension or ban. In the case of Empress Njama, if such material were not obtained via Duress, she has to take a share of the blame. Years ago, iCloud was compromised and some American celebrities had their private photos shared. If you don't want it out there, don't even have it on your phone. Talk less of sharing it with someone else. The safest route is to perish the thought and leave no room for blossoming. I repeat, people have latent desires, which usually finds an outlet in social media. If all else fails and you still wish to share unsavory stuff Ensure it's not linked to your real identity. Have what is called a burner account. Interesting. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Okay, that was a message from Telegram, by the way, from a certain... Oh, cool. Thank you for that message, by the way. Let's see if this call goes through. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I actually think that it is reasonable that a person be judged based on their responses or posts on social media.
Okay.
Okay. So say if I own a school and you come to me to get employment, and then as I go through your social media accounts, I find that you posted something a while back about how you find young children attractive sexually. You know, I'm not going to be comfortable hiring. I'm not going to hire you.
Okay.
Or if I own maybe an Uber company, and then I go through your social media accounts and I see you posted something a while back about how you enjoy making people uncomfortable or scaring people, I'm not going to hire you. You know, so if it is something you post on like maybe you posted something that seems to be your thought on an opinion on social media, I'm going to take it to be who you are. But if you jumped on a trend wagon, maybe they did something trendy and you get into it, like the case of, you know, the police officers posting a video of themselves, you know, following a trend, I don't think I feel like that is just you having fun and, you know, letting go and all. So, of course, at this point, I would like to say that there is a limit to everything. It is not everything a person posts on social media you're going to judge them by. If they are simply following a trend, I would think that is just them trying to, you know, be free and let loose. But if they post their opinion on something, of course I'm going to take them serious. And if it warrants, you know, firing them, I don't think there is anything wrong with that.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Emmanuel, Udodo, I called, you know, I was like the first caller before I was making network.
Oh, okay, go ahead,
you know,
go ahead, go ahead.
You know, I'm going to, I by the way, you know, most of these, people in this corporate company, like they have them, this high profile HR, all those people, we consider them to be big men, to be well respected and people of dignity and integrity. Do you know what they do at that? Everybody has their private life. Right?
Okay.
We see most of them after work, they go to all sorts of places to have fun. You know, like I will not really want anybody to judge anyone based on what they do on social media, except those who may have tried to do one or two things to kill, indirectly or directly, to kill other people. But no matter what you talk of, I think Dion mentioned something like the pornography and all those stuff. I'm not judging you based on that. Because I was opportune to work with some politicians. If I tell you what these guys do, it may shock you, like, some of them are not worthy to live for. Like, if I tell you what they do, so I would rather keep that one aside. Any company that wants to fire and tap someone because of that, I will ask them to receive their step. Because most of them, their way is by the way, and not, you know, in fact, they're not perfect. They do a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of things. Maybe it is something they put their opinion, they depend on what happened, and they comment and all that. Everybody will understand. It's not just about trying to judge the person as well. This is what you think, social media and all that. I don't see that as.
Thank you so much. My final caller. Final. Nigerian for good afternoon. Nigerian for good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Isabella.
Isabella, you're welcome. Go on.
Okay. I actually judge sometimes based on your social media posts. Okay, let me give a recent example. Someone was trying to get into a relationship with me. So, in the course of our communication, I don't know, I was not feeling it. I decided to go through his social media posts, and I went through it. I could see that our mindsets were not the same, our reasoning, everything. What he was portraying outside on social media, so just confirming some of the discussions. So okay. I was like, no, no, no. And I made that judgment based on the social media post. Another thing too, some people act all put together on social media, but in real life, they are not like that. using this DJ Switch that committed suicide recently, you could see he made a dancing post with his wife barely 24 hours later. He committed suicide. So sometimes you judge based on social media posting. You just have to use your discretion.
Use your discretion, that is. All right, thank you so much, Isabel. Final message I have here says, people should be held accountable for the information they put out there. Social media should not be seen as a tool for hate or misinforming the public. Anything one puts out to the public, they should be able to defend it if called upon to do so. Abel from Port Harcourt. Abel, now that's where the problem lies. Most times you're not even given the opportunity to come and defend. They just see and they look at it and they say, you know what? We're not gonna accept this person. No, the chance is not given to you to defend. Defend what? Who calls you? Maybe as an employee of the company already, but if you're looking to recruit you, I don't think most times they reach out to you to say, okay, so you said this on XYZ day, defend. And that is why at the end of the day, be careful. Think things through always. If you're going to say anything, if you're going to do anything on social media, the internet never forgets. Remember that. The internet never forgets. And yes, I will also say this. There were times when we were ignorant and they say our small became brain being their warriors. But I believe now we all have sense. And with sense, we're able to make better decisions as to how we want to live our lives, whether on and off social media.